I just wanted to share a couple brief ha'aros regarding Aseret Yemei Teshuva, Lekras Yom Kippur, where we find ourselves. Rav Volbi makes the following observation in one of his vadim printed in Alei Shor, that most Yomim Tovim have their chefs shel mitzvos that are associated with them. You have your shofar and Rosh Hashanah, and your sukkah and lulav on Sukkot, and your matzah on Pesach. The chefs shel mitzvah of Yom Kippur is tshuva, but it's not your classic chefs shel mitzvah because there is no chefsa. But the entirety of the be-all and end-all of tshuva is really a avodah shebelev process. And as such, he notes that in general, Chazal have a certain reluctance to give full stock on people's ability to do what's required belave properly. As an example, he quotes, we're learning Psachim this year, so the opening sugya in Psachim of Bittul and Beer. So he quotes those who showed him, the Ran Udime, that Mina Torah Bittul Ba'al Masagi. So really, on a Torah level, there should be no reason for any further action necessary to eradicate chametz, because all you need is bittul. But the reason that Chazal saw it fit to require bidika, require other physical actions in order to ensure that chametz is properly eradicated, is because we don't give full credence to people's ability to effect what's necessary belave. We're a little bit skeptical that if bittul is totally talui b'machshava, then maybe a person is not going to have the requisite machshava, and maybe somehow that's going to impact on the proper beer or eradication or getting rid of chametz. That's why it was necessary to have an additional level of bedika, and not rely on that bittul, because there is a certain realization that if everything is dependent on a person's own machshava, then he may not rise to the level of doing what's expected. And that's why tshuva is so much more difficult. It's very easy to shake a lulav, very easy to sit in a sukkah, very easy to masa, very easy to blow shofar, because those are actions, even if there's an emotional and machshava component associated with them. But at the end of the day, you do the action without getting into mitzvah srichas kavan or not, but that's not so hard to accomplish. When it comes to tshuva, tshuva is an entirely machshava-oriented process and requires a much more active investment of intellectual energy, emotional energy, in order to do it effectively. So Mela Bismansha Besamikdish Kayam, then you had the Avodas Kohen Gadol, you had this year Hamishtaleach, you had certain physical events or activities that would achieve kapara on their own, even without the same level of active engagement on the part of an individual. But absent that, when all we have is our tshuva, so then that requires a higher investment of time, energy, and thought, as we discussed previously. Just reflecting, you can't jump into Yom Kippur without any preparation. You can't just land in shul and expect to effect all the necessary tshuva in one day while davening. There has to be preparation in order to do that properly. Rav Volbi notes in that context that sometimes you see people running around during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, building a sukkah, buying a lulav. So on some level, maybe that's okay, but if they're investing their energy on these sukkah mitzvahs that aren't here yet and are the easier chesed shemitzvah types of things, and abandoning or neglecting the kind of preparation necessary for full tshuva, then he refers to that as miskeinim, that the people who do that have misplaced priorities and don't realize what's really expected of them. And he says that that is the strength of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara sometimes tries to convince us that we're doing mitzvahs, which we are. But there has to be a shikul as to what are the priorities now, and not be fooled that you're engaging in that kind of pre-sukkahs preparation somehow replaces the necessary spiritual and intellectual preparation necessary to go into Yom Kippur with the requisite preparation of tshuva. Point number two, I just took out of the library yesterday a sefer entitled Ani LeDodi, which is a series of notes from Yisrael Dublitsky, Zichrono Livracha, who passed away a couple of years ago. I think probably less well known than he should have been Gadol in Bnei Brak, who was Mechaber, somewhere over 80 Sfarim in his lifetime, and then many more coming out posthumously, who is a authority, both of the Nigla Benister. So he put together a brief work of notes and shmuzim on Elul and Yom Nerum. So he notes, it's actually interesting, the beginning of this essay was written in 1970, so he writes that he was so distracted by the Black September hijackings that happened at the beginning of Elul that year, and he was devoting so much time to tefillah on behalf of those who were being held captive in Jordan, including the Refutner, as we know, that he wasn't able to focus on his usual Elul Avoda until halfway through the month, where after the situation had been resolved. But he writes there in that piece that the Kuzri has a comment in Mamar Gimel that the tefillos that a person davens every day, morning, afternoon, and evening, are the spiritual food for a person who is a chassid for the entire day. That a person gets his spiritual sustenance from the tefillos that he davens on a daily basis. So he writes that, Yisrael Dublitsky writes that if that's true on a daily basis for a daily tefillah, then that's also true for the tefillos of the Yom and the Rum. That the tefillos of the Yom and the Rum, which are on a much higher level, sustain us spiritually, or should sustain us spiritually, for the entire year. That there's a certain achias that a person should gain from the tefillos of the Yom and the Rum, and therefore it's important to invest the proper energy into those tefillos of Yom and the Rum, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, specifically Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Dir Shu Hashem Yimatzo, Eli Yom Shabbein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. That is the time that Hashem is Behimatzo, and then tefillah exists on a different level. Rav Futner has in one of the Ma'amarim in Pachad Yitzchak, he makes the following observation. This is Ma'amar Lamed Gimel in the book on Yom Kippur. Let's see if I can pull it up on the screen here. Kol mi sheyatzu mechlal tinok shenishba yodeyu margish asher afogav debchol inyani achayim murgash iloi bizmanim halalu shemei tshuva. So everyone understands, you don't have to be the God of the door to understand that there is a certain elevation that people experience during the Yom and the Rum, but that elevation is particularly and most strongly experienced in the tefillos of this tkufa. Havanah regila bazeh, hi ki kishem shehabiyos akarav mo'el inyan tshuva, k'mokeinu mo'el inyan tefillah. That on one level, the simple understanding is that Dir Shu Hashem B'Yimatzo, so that's relevant for tshuva, that this is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes himself available for tshuva, but it also is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes himself available for our tefillah. Lashon HaRambam, Af HaPi Shashuva V'Tzaka Yafa La'olam V'Sar Yamim Shebein Rashon L'Yom HaKippurim Hi Yafa B'Yoser U'Miskabelas Hi Miyad Shenamar Dir Shu Hashem B'Yimatzo. So Tzaka here, presumably, is a reference to tefillah, because he says tshuva. So tshuva and tzaka, tshuva and tefillah, but these are both miskabelus miyad. Hareke yamim alal yamei tefillah heim be'etzam gedar shemei tshuva. That tefillah and tshuva are intertwined. That the tshuva without tefillah, it doesn't stand alone, but it's a period of dirshu Hashem yimatzo for both. But Havana Yosher Muka Biblita Sashinoi Bitfila Bismanam Alalu, whom Ishum de Tfila Latzlacha Savoda Sachuva, Hari Mekari Voda Sachuva. But it's not just that you have Tshuva and Tfila that work in tandem and they're both more readily accepted, but it's that the way to accomplish Tshuva is to also daven that the Tshuva is going to be accepted. Rabbeinu Yonah manas atvila le'ikar chamisha sar b'avodas hatshuva. In his list of the ingredients necessary for tshuva, tefila factors in there as well. V'hayne debetfila asa shel adam hashav lefnei kono yesh ba gam mishum kiyam mitzvas tshuva. Nosaf al kiyam mitzvas tefila mitzad atzma. Mikamen shayam imei tshuva v'ikara m'meila yesh ben blita b'ilay ofi atfila mitzad zeh. V'vayde shekol zeh. Nachon Elishish Od Omek, etc. So tshuva and tefillah are intertwined. It's they go together, not just as two independent things, but the tefillah is necessary to help accept the tshuva, and the tshuva is enhanced by the tefillah. The tefillah is enhanced by the tshuva. But there may be not necessarily the Maisa, but there may be halachic ramifications of this as well, that the tshuva of the tefillah of the Yom and the Rayim is on a different level than the tefillah of tefillahs of the rest of the year. I think we quoted in the past, I think I might have mentioned this last year in one of these vadim, that the Meiri in Magen Avos is a chibur that the Meiri wrote to defend the Minhagi Provence against its detractors. So he has 24 simanim, which are defenses of 24 different menhagim that they had in Provence that other communities were opposed to. So in the 24th and final piece in the Meiri's Magen Avos, he addresses the practice in some communities of reciting Avinu Malkeinu even on Shabbos during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Our practice is that we recite Avinu Malkeinu during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, but not on Shabbos. Even Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, aside from Ne'ilah, we don't recite Avinu Malkeinu during Aseret Yemei Teshuva. And that was a practice in Provence, and the detractors were screaming, the Hakin Yidavin She'ela Srachav on Shabbos, and on Shabbos we never daven, we never ask for a personal tzrach. So Meiri writes, that's true in general. Ela shedarva yadua she'aseres yamim elu ninu l'tshuva. But aseres yamim tshuva are different because these are days that are set aside for tshuva. Uberiboy kol mine tfilos mashalahutar b'shar yamim tovim. And this, because of the unique nature of aseres yamim tshuva, we recite tfilos that we wouldn't normally recite on other the Yamim Tovim. So, for example, even though we never are Shol Tzrachav, Begimel Rishonos, Begimel Achronos, Hashmon Esrei, nevertheless, on Aseret Yemei Teshuva, we do have insertions during the first Brachas and last Brachas, Hashmon Esrei, even though those really are She'elas Tzrachim on some level. And just as that's the case, Amiri says the same justification would be given for reciting Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos during Aseret Yemei Teshuva as well, because even though it's Shabbos, but Aseret Yemei Teshuva, because it's the time of Tefillah, then it's appropriate to relax our otherwise in place prohibitions of She'elas Tzrachim on Shabbos. So you see, for the Meiri, this has a halachic relevance as well, that the tefillos of Aseret Yemei Teshuva may have a different status than the tefillos of other times during the year.
But this Meiri still exists, like, because we say in the Ilah of Yom Kippur, even though it's on Shabbos, we still say Avinu Malkeinu. Is that the same idea?
I think that's a different idea because Ne'ilah, it's in lo achshav emesai. There's no, if this is the 11th hour, there's no more time.
But so in lo achshav emesai, that's his point. The whole week is in lo achshav emesai.
Right. So, okay. So I guess on some level, we don't go to, I guess you'd say we don't go to the extreme of the Meiri. In Lamaisa, we do add the other Askaros in the Gimel Rishon and Gimel Zachronos, but that arguably isn't really She'elat Tzrachav. That's more of a communal statement. That could be argued, I guess, either way, perhaps. But maybe you're right that, you know, on some level we don't go to the extreme of the Meiri, but there is resonance of that in the fact that we would say Avinu Malkeinu during the Ilan Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Okay. There's another Meiri that has a similar theme, if you will. A Meiri is in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph, Meiri Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph, quoted by Shalom Spitz, Rashi of Shara Torah in Kew Gardens, in an essay printed in a sefer called Ben Kesa La'asor. So the Meiri has the following line. So pull it up. Here we go. Afa pisha tfila chaviva af biyachid. Tfila satsibra chaviva biyoser. So even though tfila is an important thing and it's chaviv to Kadosh Baruch Hu, even if you daven biyachidus, but tfila b'tzibur is even more chaviv. Umikol bizman, not sure if there's a typo there, but salam rasar simei tshuva, mitoksha Torah nitna ha'ara lakol, during a Sarah simei tshuva, where there's a certain enhancement, a certain extension of light, infusion, inspiration for everyone, hare af tfila sayachid chaviva chibov yoser. So during a Sarah simei tshuva, the tefillah of a yachid is more chaviv. U'l'olam yarba adam etfila b'slichos u'baskaris yigelamidos u'mitoch kach nana. So he has this line that in general tefillah sibor is chaviv over tefillah yachid, but during a Sarah simei tshuva, even tefillah yachid is chaviva. So some of the dirshu Hashem imatso of a Sarah simei tshuva gives a certain enhancement to a tefillas yachid. So I don't know if anyone's quoting this now, but maybe this is a chatzi nechama for people who are in situations where they're unable to daven b'tzibur during a Aseres Yemei Tshuva, especially during Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, either because they are sick or positive themselves, or they're quarantined because of exposure. Understandably, for anyone that would be a very difficult situation not to be able to daven b'tzibur, especially Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But maybe this line of Meiri is a little bit of a chatzi nechama for someone in that situation, that on some level tefillas yachid is more niskabel during Aseres Yemei Tshuva than the rest of the year. The rest of the year, it's more critical to latch on to the koach hatzibur. But because Dirushu Hashem Yimatzo, Eliyam Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Behi Matzo even to a Yachid during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So that line of Meiri sounds like there's more, not that anyone should lechachila davim b'chidus, but if in your situation where you have no choice, so the tefillas of a Yachid may be more niskabel during Aseres Yemei Tshuva than other times during the year. We should all be zocha to have our tefillos properly accepted, and we should all be zocha to a gemar chasima tova lanu ulachol Yisrael, and we should have a year of good health and safety for all.
Amen.